Angela Smith, Angela Smith. Date of birth is 5/8/62. Ms. Smith is a 62-year-old woman originally from Louisiana, recently hospitalized at Hillman Memorial Hospital with a history of hypertension, hypertensive heart disease, hyperlipidemia, peripheral neuropathy, sarcoid right foot, chronic tibia fibula osteomyelitis, who presented to the emergency room with right ankle pain, period. Patient is not a diabetic. It's very unusual for her to have a sarcoid joint. She's been widowed for 15 years. She has two sons. One is a nurse, one is a business person. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past, period. She also worked at a respiratory therapist years ago. Patient's medications include Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day, Nurontin 300 milligram three times a day, Prilosec 40 milligram a day, Amoxil 875 BID, stool softener, Methadone 10 milligram for pain, Diclofenac 75 milligram twice a day, Robaxin 500 milligram a day, recently finished a course of prednisone and pregabalin / Lyrica at Protonic, hang on the pregabalin, 75 milligram, one capsule twice a day. Okay, those are her medication, family history. Mom is still alive. Father died of heart disease and myocardial infarction some years ago, period. Hospital records indicates let's see. Indicates protein of 6.9, albumin of 3.5, white count elevated at 14,000 related to her chronic infection. Patient's other surgical procedures, let's put surgery, abscess and drainage of right ankle related to hardware in place, close reduction of the left ankle and dislocation. hysterectomy, gallbladder surgery. Patient also has been taken care of by Dr. Beaver, B-E-A-V-E-R, who's your orthopedist, regarding her sarcoid joint. Patient has required numerous hospitalization for antibiotic treatment, including the ceftriaxone and linezolid, L-I-N-E-Z-O-L-I-D. Subsequent switch to PO augmented and Bactrim. Patient has also has history of hypertensive heart disease. Found to be bedbound, short of breath at all times, is not requiring oxygen currently. The vitals 106 over 89, pulses 88, respirations 18, O2 sats 97%. Patient's heart reveals positive S1, positive S2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion, right ankle is in a cast. Assessment. History of hypertensive heart disease, number one. Number two, shortness of breath. Number three, chronic shortness of breath. Number three, chronic osteomyelitis of the right tibia. Next number, history of hyperkalemia. Next number, leukocytosis. Next number, rheumatoid arthritis as the culprit of a sarcoid joint. Next number, prednisone on a tapering dosage. At this time, she's on 20 milligram post-surgery. Next number, hypertension. Next number is HDL, hyperlipidemia, HLD. Next one is non-union after arthrodesis, A-R-T-H-R-O-D-E-S-I-S. Next one is numerous foot surgeries, numerous antibiotic treatments. Patient has requested end-of-life care and no longer wants to be back and go back and forth to the hospital. Wants to be kept comfortable at this time as far as her hypertensive heart disease is concerned. Patient requires help with all ADL. With most ADL. Patient may benefit from end-of-life care after her, after she's released by her orthopedist regarding ankle surgeries. She's currently under aggressive treatment for her sarcoid joint at this time, related to her end-stage rheumatoid arthritis. Thank you.